Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. We just got done watching the movie Oppenheimer.
It just came out.
No, it didn't. But we just watched it.
That's right.
And I learned a few things, not only about history, but about some historical people like Oppenheimer. I didn't know anything about him.
Yeah, it's just full of details.
I'm going to be real. I kind of zoned out a little bit during history
class.
Who
needs history?
No, it is very important. Although I don't want to put any of my history teachers down, but I don't feel like they connected the why I should learn history.
Well, I feel like in
to
our
my value system.
In our school system, a lot of times, I feel when I was growing up, it was they were teaching to study for the test.
Yes.
Not teaching to create interest or generate this excitement about this is why this is important. This is why this is exciting.
And it's their stories. If they would have put them in story form, in movie form.
Yeah, there are people that are still alive today that created and were historic.
I mean,
are historic figures.
Even the Bible. You know, I always thought the Bible was a snooze fest growing up. I would go to Sunday school and be like, oh my God, this is so boring. I'd rather write notes to my friends. But if somebody would have put that in story form, hey, let's act this out. This is the greatest stories ever told. I would have been like,
how does this
wow.
apply to my life right now?
Yes. Yes. If somebody would have said, oh my gosh, you're getting bullied at school. Let's put this in context.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think off the top of my head, how can this apply to a Bible story? And yeah,
but that's not the
way
they taught
these things. To do. Anyway, so we're talking about the why. If we start with the why, because that was the main lesson that I extracted from Oppenheimer. A lot of lessons I extracted. But the one main one was start with why.
Yeah, they got so much done in so little time.
Which is Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, right?
Yeah, really good book.
Which is a great book. You know, all businesses have the why they do it, the how they do it, the what they do, the who they serve. However, many times people start with the what they do and how they do it.
And who they do it for.
And who they do it for. They don't often talk about the why they do it because the why is the intangible. The why is not how they make money. The why is the inspirational aspect of it.
Yeah.
And Jason and I, we operate in the inspirational zone. It's just how we naturally live. And so for us, the why is always just where we naturally
go. It's what pushes us. It's what pushes us. It's what pulls us.
Because it's how people feel.
Yeah.
It's what makes us feel. It's what drives us deep down, right?
Keeps us going.
And where I'm going with this is that we were 18 months behind the Germans when it came to making the atomic bomb. The Germans, the Nazis, had established a team of scientists, of physicists. That's a hard word to
say.
Had
already, they were in the race.
They were already on top of it, and they had Heisenberg. I mean, we all know Heisenberg.
Yeah, from Breaking Bad.
From Breaking Bad, right? And they were well on their way.
In the Heisenberg Trophy from the NFL?
They were well on their way of developing this bomb, and if it got in, I'm not saying that.
Well, if Hitler had that capability, I don't think there's any doubt that he would have used it.
I mean, I'm not saying the U.S. used it in the right method as either. But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the way history went down,
Hitler's goal
Germany
was to take over the world.
Was way ahead of us, and if they would have been successful in developing this bomb, who knows what would have happened.
If Hitler had had it, yeah.
So the U.S. got in this race of developing atomic weapons, nuclear weapons, and we were way behind the eight ball, so to say. So Oppenheimer, which is this man, his name was J. Robert Oppenheimer, he has been put in the lead of
in
this whole
project.
He's the director of this. So he not only builds a city, he builds a city called Los Alamos. And in this city, he's like, we're going to need schools, we're going to need roads,
stores.
We're going to need houses and stores, because if we want to bring the best scientists here, they're going to want to bring their families. And in order for them to come here, we're going to need churches. And I mean, they have to be able to live here. So in a very short amount of time, he builds a city. Then he is able to communicate this message, to go around and influence all of the best scientists that he can find in the world, no matter of their political leanings or of their heritage
or what they're
or
doing,
what country like they live in,
their profession, like how they've already got clout, they've already got like a position in the world of doing something great in physics and in the science community. But this is more of a global world security type thing.
So it's urgent.
He creates the why that's stronger than anything else they're already doing.
And he is able to articulate it. So
yes.
He is able to come up with the communicative skills to relay this message and influence them to drop everything they're doing and come and get on his team. So he not only builds a city, but he builds a team. And then he starts building this bomb that is something that nobody has ever done. So he is imagining and coming up with ideas and testing things that nobody has ever done before. And
there's theory behind it.
Right. But I mean, this is just
theoretically they're taking something that's impossible, making it possible based on theory. And they have a timeline.
Not only a timeline, it's almost a race.
And they have a belief that it can be done.
But my whole point is sometimes we think, oh yeah, you know what? This is my 5-year goal. Well, if you thought that the world depended on you figuring out that 5-year goal in 6 months, if you thought your family's lives depended on you figuring that out in 6 months, if you thought the livelihood of all of God's nature and anything that you've ever known depended on you figuring out that goal in 6 months, do you think you could do it?
Yeah, it would definitely change the way you approached it.
You would play balls to the wall.
Yeah.
You would play full out.
I bet that you could construct a city and create a team that would help you get it done.
And you would talk about it to everyone you knew from the minute you got up in the morning.
Till the minute you went to sleep at
till
night.
Till the minute you went to sleep, your energy would change and you would get everyone you knew on board.
So how important is it to you to chase your dreams? Like the quality of your life depended on it. And create what you want in life.
So if we, that's exactly it, Jason. If we treated our dreams like the Manhattan Project, like we were building the atomic bomb, like this is what I'm doing. This is my time period. And I am in a race against Hitler.
And it's one of those things, because it reminds me of like, 10, 12 years ago when you'd say, there's a bomb in my belly.
I did say
like,
that.
There's a bomb in my belly. There's something bigger and better for me. And it's time for me to start creating that.
I need to create. You're right.
I know. And this is very reminiscent of that. And it's like, I don't know what that bomb looks like. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's time for me to start building that team.
And I would also say, I'm a little scared of it.
Yeah, I've got goosebumps all over me.
I do too.
They're on my toes right now.
It almost feels like some sort of reincarnation going on.
Yeah. So I totally love this topic. It's making me remember all these things that have gone.
And that
through.
Happened at 10:40.
I love it.
Oh, I just looked at the number. Clock. It is my, that's my secret number. And whenever I see that number, I know that there's an angel talking to me. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You guys, I'm having a light bulb moment. And I know this may not make sense to anyone that's listening to this, but for me, this is
for
kind
those
of
that
a,
have been with us from the beginning, this is, you do know what that means.
Sheila, I know you're listening. You get it. This is a little personal breakthrough that I'm having because I feel like, anyway. Yes, there's been a bomb in my belly. In fact, I even made a song about that at one point. It came out so terrible. It came out like a blues song. It was like, there's a bomb in my belly and I'm afraid it'll go off. At any rate, so we need to treat our dreams. We need to find the why. When we find the why underneath what we're doing, and how we're doing it, all of a sudden it puts a passion, it puts an urgency, and it helps us not only communicate the message better, it helps us find our people, build a team, build a community around us.
And it's okay to be scared of the dream. It's just not okay to keep pushing it down because dreams are meant to be lived out and chased. Like, and find the people that start communicating it, find the people that are going to help you build it, find the people that are moving in that same direction, because there are people with dreams similar to yours or that you're going to meet along that road that have the resources that want to pour into your dream and that are looking for ways to fulfill their dream, which is going to coincide with your dream. So it's all the resources are out there. So if not now, when? If not you, then who?
If not now, when? If not you, who? Oh, Jason. If I had a bomb sound effect, I would put it right here. Drop that. Boom. Boom. Bam. Now I sound like Emerald.
Or Emerald.
Or who's the chef? Was it Emerald?
Emerald Lagasse, wasn't it?
Bam! Was it? You go bam, bam, boom, boom. Thanks for joining us. Find your why. When you find your why, you will be amazed at how smart you are, how resourceful you are, and how powerful you are. It's all inside you.
Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.